Good afternoon and welcome to another installment of Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media. I'm your host, Adrian Colbo, and today I have the pleasure of sitting down with Lindsay Stevenson, board president with Mary Trelia Community House. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. The point of today's interview is to talk about tacos, tequila, and togetherness.
Three pretty great things, right?
Yes, it gets everyone excited when we start talking about tacos and tequila. And I know that we here at Siouxland Public Media love togetherness. So this event is a yearly event. How many years has this event been going on in Sioux City?
So it hasn't been called Tacos, Tequila, and Togetherness for all of the years it's been here. It used to be Wine on a Dime. So some of the people that have been around Siouxland for a while probably recognize Wine on a Dime. That happened for many years. And I actually don't even know how many years, because I think we had it for a few years, took some time off, put it back on, had it for a few years, took some time off. And so it's been on and off again. But Tacos, Tequila, and Togetherness was reborn last year in its current form. And I think our intent as a board is to sort of refresh that on a regular basis. So there will always be a Mary Trelia event, and it will always be to celebrate sort of cultural differences and how we can be together but be different.
Right.
And so it might be called something else, but it will always have that same sort of underlying theme. So that's where it comes from.
And the we've moved from wine to tequila, but there's still going to be other things available other than tequila, right?
Yeah, we have it. The venue that we're having it at the Holiday Inn Express in Dakota Dunes has been incredible to work with, and they are fortunate to have a liquor license, so there will be a cash bar.
Nice.
So for those of you that don't drink tequila, there will be plenty of other available drinks. And for those of our friends that don't drink at all, there's also plenty of options. And I think last year, I think we had like coffee and water were just available on the table. So, you know, if you just are a water drinker, there's a lot of those in town. So that will be available for you as well. So we want to make sure we're welcoming to everyone, right? That's our mission. So
exactly. And this is the premier fundraiser. This is the main fundraiser for Mary Trelia Community House. It's on March 15th, so it's coming up quick. Talk about Mary Trelia a little bit and what the community house does here in Siouxland.
Sure, sure. So it's a little bit confusing, right? Because I think a lot of people hear the name and they maybe think, oh, I've kind of heard of that, or we're over by Irving School. And so if you've ever been in that neighborhood, you might drive by our brick house that's there. And so what's really cool is that we do a lot of things, but primarily we offer youth services and immigration services. And so for our youth services, we actually, I'm really excited to tell you, are in the process of getting DHS certified. So soon, cross our fingers, we will have a fully operating functional AM/PM preschool.
And this is a new facility as well.
Yes, yes. So we did a bunch of fundraising last year. We had a lot of community support from a number of local businesses who will be celebrating at our event, to say that out, the shout out. But these individuals and businesses gave us the money to the building that we're in, we own. And it was really the last time sort of touched in the 60s, and gave us the money to get everything sort of up to safety standards and recreate a space that's really safe and beautiful. It's such a great learning environment. It's sort of on the outside of our building, so they have access to the outdoors. Mm. They've got windows in there. They have a little reading corner that they created, and it's a really, really neat space. In addition to providing us the capability to redo our entire kitchen. So now we have an educational kitchen, which allows us to provide food and snacks for the kiddos, in addition to doing cultural education type stuff from a culinary standpoint. So we're pretty jacked up.
The thing that is so interesting to me about Mary Trelia is that we're talking about people that have already immigrated to the United States.
Right.
And they're living in our community. They are workers that we need in our economy to make things work. But they are coming from a completely different cultural understanding, right?
Yes.
And so when you talk about teaching culinary skills, we're talking about simply turning on the gas in the stove.
Right.
And so what else are we talking about?
It goes both ways. So part of that is, right, having them explore a U.S. kitchen, right, mm-hmm. as compared to what they might be used to from wherever they came from. The other thing is, holy cow, how cool would it be to be able to have someone from Somalia come in and show you how to make a traditional Somalian dish
right.
that you can then take home and share with your family? And that's what we're really excited about, because food brings people together. So
it's not just a one-way conversation.
Yes.
This is the thing where we get to share in kind of our the ethnic sharing, I guess, the conversation there.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And we had a board member just this last week at our board meeting who said food brings people together. And that is so true to, you know, why our event is centered around food. you know, why our kitchen was built. This whole idea of, you know, people don't have arguments when food's involved.
Right.
Everybody wants to sit down and have a great conversation when food's involved, unless you have a crazy family that at Thanksgiving ends up in a food fight, right?
But right,
for the most part, for the most part, we like to get together and eat. And so we're really grateful for all the help that we've been given to make it a reality.
And so Mary Trelia, currently as diverse as we are in Siouxland and as many populations that are represented in Siouxland, that's how diverse the population that Mary Trelia serves is there as well.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. Yeah. So from multiple backgrounds, we have the Vietnamese community that uses our community house for a number of their events that are related to just, you know, specifically culturally what they want to celebrate, spend time on. We have a number of Somali clients. We have, I won't even be able to name them all. Mm-hmm. And I know Amy, if she was here, our executive director, could tell you all the languages of all of the clients that we've served. But I think it's up to like 15 now. And unfortunately, we don't have translators for every single language. But it's been such a cool experience. If you're someone who grew up in the United States, and even someone who grew up in I didn't grow up here in Sioux City, but I grew up in a fairly homogenous community, to get to experience the joy and excitement of someone learning a way to do things easier when they move to a new place is, I mean, it'll like melt your heart, right? Because these people, the people that we work with and serve are so grateful, but so gracious and patient with us as we learn about them. It's just been a real blessing to be a part of that.
Well, I know I did a, we did an interview with Christine McAvoy, and there was a coffee event over at Mary Trelia, and it was outdoors, and it was, I work in coffee in Sioux City, and so it was really interesting to, you know, we've taken and kind of appropriated all that coffee culture, you know, into the way that we serve coffee in the United States, but, you know, that event was there was so many nuanced things going on with the way that they prepare coffee and roast on site, and it was, I think it was a Somali or an Ethiopian coffee ritual, and it was just amazing. It's something that I think is really valuable, that conversation here in Siouxland. So this fundraiser is super important to, you know, how the vitality of Mary Trelia and to its continuing services. What other types of services does Mary Trelia provide?
So I mentioned the preschool. We're pretty pumped up about that because that's sort of a new thing. And I'll say it's new. We used to do Camp Imagination. So for the community that's been here for a while, Camp Imagination is probably something they've heard before. And it was just a summer program. And that was for kids, I think, K through sixth grade. So we're just focusing on preschool now. But the immigration services that we provide, you know, run anything from legal services. So as someone is complying with the requirements for their reporting, some of them have annual reporting, some of them are working through the process of citizenship. And so we help make sure that they can file it. We do a sliding scale fee. So we believe in a hand up as opposed to a hand out. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of our donors appreciate knowing that and where their money goes. And then on top of all of that, then there's the educational piece. So we do English language classes from level 1 to level 3. We do immigration simulations, which teach you the process of immigration and how that actually works and how long it takes, which would blow your mind.
I took part in that, actually, and it was really, really interesting.
It's
and frustrating.
Right? It's it's mind-blowing. But on average, it takes people 17 years to get to citizenship, if they have a pathway to even get there.
Right.
So that's really
great.
I did not.
I ended up out in the cold.
I got deported a few times my first simulation. So I kept coming back. So it's kind of an interesting process. And then we also do clinics. So people who are working on their citizenship that just have questions on where do they go? What do they need to do? What are their resources? The reality is not just here in Sioux City, but across the nation, there's not very many immigration attorneys. And so really a lot of them just are confused. They don't know how to do what they need to do, how to comply with the laws. So it's just an interesting thing because I think a lot of people hear immigration and they sort of think, well, that's a black line and you're either on one side or the other.
Right.
And the reality is for us internally, we look at immigration and say, these are people who have already come here.
Right.
They're living in our communities. Their children are going to our schools. They're working alongside of us. What are we doing to help them understand the world around them? Because it's significantly different than the world they used to live in.
Right.
And I think it's incumbent upon us as our community grows, to be a part of that.
One really interesting, and this is, you know, whether or not you're right-leaning or left-leaning, one really interesting thing that I found out from the immigration simulator was that no matter if you're a citizen or not, you're paying taxes and you're paying into Social Security. That was one point that I just really thought was interesting. These are people that are trying to find a pathway to citizenship and becoming a full citizen. But the majority of people that are already here and they're already working, they are contributing to our economy and to our community.
Yep. That's absolutely true. And you know, as a community, regardless of politics, I think compassion outshines everything, right? Yeah. That has to be the first priority. So any way that Mary Trelia can help community members uncover and unleash that compassion for human people, human beings.
Humankind, yeah.
I think that's our calling, right? Is to welcome, empower, educate, and advocate for the human condition. And that's what we're about.
Well, certainly important. Before we get back to the event and talking about food and drink and the auction and all that, the show, if you're interested in this, where can people go get tickets right now for this event?
Yes. Okay. So Friday, March 15th at 5:30, right after work, you just come as you are. There is no dress code, nothing like that. And you can go to Mary Trelia, and it's hard because the G is silent. So it's MaryTregLia.org. And up at the top, you'll see a little support us button. You click on that. There's a fundraising events, and you click on that, and it'll just walk you all the way through. You can do PayPal. You can do credit card. If you really want us to invoice you, we can make that happen. Just to lay it out there, we are not giving out physical tickets. We have not done that in the past. We are looking at opportunities to do that in the future for our future events. But what will happen is once you register, your name will be on the list and you just come in. We've done this check-in this way for years. I promise you it's painless. But you come in, you give your name, we give you a bid card, table number, you're ready to go. It really is all organized before you show up. So it's a pretty easy process.
And I can vouch for that, having been to the event. It is really smooth. Just walk in the door and no one will be turned away.
That's right. So if your name doesn't end up on the list, for whatever reason, if we have a technology glitch, I promise you, if you show up, there will be a seat for you and we will welcome you with open arms. So yes, definitely come.
March 15th at 5:30 out there in the Dakota Dunes, the new hotel, the Holiday Inn Express. Let's get to the event because I love the idea behind this event. I love the food and everything. So let's talk about that. What's on the menu this year and who's cooking?
Okay, so first of all, this is like my favorite event in Sioux City. I might be slightly biased, but
it
is my...
Tequila's involved, folks.
It's my favorite event.
Yeah, tacos and tequila, come on.
Okay, so last year, if you were able to come last year, M's catered for us. We have been... Oh, so grateful. Melissa at EMS has agreed to do that again for us. And since our theme is sort of the same as it was last year, we decided to change up some of the tacos. So I want to make sure I get this right. She gave me a list of the actual what she's going to serve, but she's starting with ceviche. If you know, I don't know if there's some ceviche. I don't know if it's specific.
It's not super ceviche B, it's ceviche.
Midwestern accent, yeah. Ceviche. So she's serving that. That's how the evening will start. And then she has tacos planned from, I want to make sure I get all this right, Indonesia, Korea, Vietnam, and American-inspired tacos. And it's buffet style, so you can kind of mix and match if you really want to be crazy. But there's something for everyone. And we have vegan, vegetarian, non-gluten, all that kind of stuff will be available. So not all of the taco will be that way, but there will be items on the buffet that are available for every diet that may show up. So yeah.
Every diet, every palate, if you geek out on, you want to go all the way down the taco, rabbit hole, you can definitely do that. Or you can just get something that's, a little bit less challenging, but
traditional, right?
stack your plate, 2 feet tall. I think last year I just sat in the corner with a bucket of ceviche and those tortilla chips. It's so good.
It's so good. The cool thing is that we do it buffet style specifically because, you never know how much people want to eat and how much people socialize. What usually happens is people eat less because they're out talking and having a really good time. But then you want to have all that opportunity. The first year we did it as plates. Like, we did it catered. Mm-hmm. Wine on a Dime, my first year being involved. And what we ran into was, you know, people enjoy more being able to choose what gets on their plate.
Right.
And buffet is so much more fun because you're standing in line and you're networking and communicating and connecting in ways that you don't when you're stuck at a table of eight. And you probably know the table,
yeah,
right? Because you all bought your tickets yeah. together or you bought the table together. And so it's a really cool way to make sure that you don't end up with, you know, 20 tables of people that only talk to the eight people at those tables. And so right. buffet encourages togetherness even more.
And there is a really cool vibe that's going on. There's a silent auction, right?
Yes.
So there's a lot of walking and talking, and there's also going to be maybe some like talking about tequila. I'm going to have a professional bartender
yes.
there.
Yes.
I don't know if we should say his name, but there's going to be some opportunities for drink and different types of drink, margaritas. Talk about the silent auction a little bit.
Yeah, so the silent auction is cool because it sort of happens all in the background. Mm-hmm. But the tables are set up on the outside of the venue, and the bid sheets are sort of laid out, and you can kind of make the rounds while you're sipping your tequila. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to hit the buffet and then make the rounds. But it generally stays open long enough that you can come for cocktails, kind of ignore it, maybe peruse it, decide kind of where you want to bid, come back to it after the buffet, and then it'll shut down before we do the live auction. But this year, we're trying really hard to be intentionally creative with some of the things that we have available for silent auction. So I know I can share one because it's my husband, so he won't get mad that I shared it. One is catering for eight for barbecue. So you can, you know, just have a bunch of friends over. And then he's also going to offer a class on how to smoke, how to use your backyard smoker that we probably will host at Mary Trailia. So you'll also get to see our venue or our facilities, too, when you come to do that. But we're trying to be more intentionally creative with some of those things. And it's just such a fun time. Last year, what we had were a lot of people who are friends, and they were sort of egging each other on, right? Like, one
right.
was like, I just bid on that. You're so not going to get it, you know? And then yeah. the next person would come up and be like, oh, I outbid you by $50. You're so done, you know? And they kind of went back and forth. And that was a really fun facet of kind of how the silent auction was set up.
And also a live auction this year.
Yes.
Bruce Miller?
I believe he has confirmed. Bruce, if you're listening and you haven't confirmed, sorry, but
now
you're confirmed. The contract
is in the mail. Right?
but that's my understanding. Yes, and Bruce does a great job, and it's really cool because this year part of you know why we wanted to move to Holiday Inn is they've got a great sound system. So we're really excited because we feel like that's really going to help us make sure that, you know, everybody can hear what we're saying and everybody's on board with what's going on. So, and we have some pretty cool live auction items. I'm not going to ruin the surprise, but they're great. Come.
Well, I can't think of an event, you know, a fundraising event. I used to work in fundraising events and doing these types of things out on the West Coast, and just the vibe of this event, the food, the community, the actual community that Mary Trailia serves gets involved as well. There was I know that there was some dancing going on. Speak a little bit about that. Like, how do the kids and how do the families get involved in this event?
So I'll share what we did last year, only because I think there's some new things this year that they're trying to keep under wraps until the actual event. But last year we had some mariachi band, which was super good. Oh my gosh, they were so good. And they were really fun to watch. And then we had Dancing Dragons. So I don't know if you remember that, but that was probably one of my favorite things because I'd never seen it before. And so that was a really cool thing. And so, yeah, the members of our community, not necessarily even just clients, but the members of the community that support our efforts to support their communities will come out and say, wow, you know, we have this really cool cultural thing that we do. Do you want to check it out? And so we've been able to kind of leverage that. So this year, again, there'll be cultural entertainment. And I say cultural because there may be, you know, some Midwestern, you know, sort of spice in there that gets added. But definitely the communities that we serve, you know, trying to make sure that they're all represented in that way. And then we also, they're anonymous to protect our clients, but share some stories about the people that we serve and what their thoughts are and how that works for their families. Because really, at the end of the day, I can be excited about this. I can tell you all the things that we do. But if you don't feel like you know what happened to change an individual person's life, then none of what we do matters, right? And so that's really important to us to make sure we share that.
Well, that is extremely important, and I don't want to boil this down to just being a great time, but there are so many of these fundraising events that are just get a little bit, you know, if you go to every one of them and it's kind of the same group of people, this one is just really unique. It's a really great concept, and it keeps it really fun and vibrant. So March 15th, give us the rundown on tickets again and time and all of that so that people can get their tickets and come to this event.
Absolutely. So March 15th at 5:30 is when the cocktail hour will start. Dinner will be at 6:30 sharp, just to give you time to check in and do all that stuff, because we recognize 5:30 is right after work. So even getting there can be a challenge. And then getting your tickets, marytralia.org. The G is silent. Don't forget the G in there. Just click on the support us page and we'll get you there. If you have questions, you can call Mary Tralia. We have a Facebook page. You can check us out on Facebook. We promise we'll get back to you. It's such an informal, chill fundraiser. It really is. I mean, even if I wasn't the board president, I would definitely make sure that I attended this event, because my husband has a great time. You know, it's a night out, to be honest with you. Kids don't come. So, and the auction items are really cool stuff. We had a friend last year that bought an airplane ride for their son for his birthday. So that was like a really cool thing. So there's just unique, really cool things that comes out of it. And yeah, it's diverse, right? You meet people that you wouldn't have otherwise met, I think.
And serving that that diverse community that we have here in Siouxland. And, you know, I try to get as many people on to this program, onto Food for Thought, to talk about, you know, ethnic foods and just how rich and diverse that is here in Siouxland, and how lucky we are. And we're certainly lucky to have people like you serving on the board of Mary Tralia, and excited for the event.
Thank you so much for having me. Come, anyone who's listening, come. We'd love to see you.
Get your tickets now for Tacos, Tequila, Togetherness. It's on March 15th. You can go to Mary Tralia's Facebook page, or you can go straight to their .org website. It's marytralia.org. Donate, you'll be on the list. The event starts at 5:30 on March 15th. Lindsay Stevenson, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. For Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media, my name is Adrian Colbo. Thanks so much for listening today. We'll be back next week with another installment. Until then, we'll see you next time.